Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode may contain content not suitable for some audiences, including crimes against children, mentions of suicide, descriptions of a graphic nature, and adult language at times. Listener discretion is advised.
Fourteen-year-old Sarah Benford has not been seen since she disappeared from her care home in Northampton on the 6th of April 2000. Nor has her body ever been discovered. Today, more than 20 years later, investigators are still trying to find out what happened to Sarah. You are listening to True Crime Britain. Join me, Rhiannon, each Wednesday as I tell the solved and unsolved stories of some of the most disturbing, mysterious and heartbreaking crimes committed throughout the United Kingdom. Welcome to this week's episode. Sarah Benford was born in Kettering, Northamptonshire, in 1986. She spent her early years in Havelock Street, in an unremarkable red-bricked house, with her mother Vicky, stepfather Gavin, brother Josh, and sister Anya. According to those close to her, Sarah was a troubled child who started skipping school at an early age and began absconding from home at the age of 8. Sarah attended Montego School at the age of 11 and was described as a confident and bubbly girl. Still, by the time she turned 14, Sarah had already been in 3 different children's homes, was a regular runaway, used heavy drugs, had begun having sex, and was self-harming. Eventually, Vicky agreed for her daughter to move into a care home in 1999. She wanted Sarah taken away from the thieves and drug users in Kettering. However, out of her 150 days in care, Sarah spent 41 of those days missing, and nobody knows where she was even sleeping those nights she was away from the home. Yet, it also seems like nobody was asking questions or wondering why Sarah's life was on such a destructive path. At least, no one else other than her family. maybe things could have turned out differently if the system 20 years ago had taken cases of runaway children more seriously. Nevertheless, on the 6th of April 2000, Sarah visited her mother Vicky in an amusement arcade in Kettering Town Centre where she worked. Reportedly, the two argued and Sarah left. And that was the last time Vicky ever saw her. However, Sarah did call her mother later that day, high on drugs, mind you, begging to be picked up by police from an address in Hampton Crescent. But the authorities answered by simply saying they could not and would not babysit her. After that, nobody heard from Sarah Benford again.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The police's decision not to collect Sarah from wherever she was that day eventually led to one of the biggest and longest-lasting missing persons cases in the history of Northamptonshire. Immediately after Sarah's disappearance, there were some sightings in Cherry Road and Highfield Road, but soon enough the trail went cold. There were some suggestions that Sarah might have travelled to Finchley, London, with people who were grooming her. But that lead never produced any results either. On the 12th of May, Sarah's grandmother, June Black, of Ribblesdale Avenue, phoned reporters at the Evening Telegraph, expressing her frustration with how the police were handling the case. She pleaded for her granddaughter's safe return and a £500 reward for information of her whereabouts was later offered. Meanwhile, a devastated Vicky searched the streets and parks of Kettering looking for any signs of her daughter, but all her efforts were in vain. Then, in July 2000, the investigation moved to Wales when the police searched a property on Maesteg's Oakwood Estate. The suspect living on the property had moved there from Kettering 18 months after Sarah's disappearance, and his daughter was the missing teenager's friend. However, the police found no evidence of Sarah, and the man was cleared as a suspect. He has since given a statement saying the investigation ruined his life. In August 2000, 4 months after her disappearance, workers at Service 6 in Wellingborough reported that Sarah was brought in twice with a known prostitute and a pimp requesting a pregnancy test. But again, officers were unable to locate her. Finally, over 3 years since her disappearance, in 2003, a murder inquiry was launched to investigate Sarah's case further. Officers admitted that there was little evidence the teen had lived past 2 or 3 months after she went missing. Two people were arrested, a man aged 29 and a woman aged 37, on suspicion of supplying drugs to Sarah. They were later released without charge. In addition, three houses, including one in Windmill Avenue, were searched, and officers even visited Hackney to conduct property searches there, but nothing significant was found. A 54-year-old man from Kettering and a 43-year-old man and a 38-year-old woman from London were also arrested on suspicion of murder. However, they were also later released without charge. By August 2004, the trail into Sarah's whereabouts had once again gone cold, and the so-called Operation Yacht was scaled down. During the years, there have been several inquiries looking at the shortfalls within Northamptonshire Police Force's investigation. One was concluded in July 2004, which found that the NCC had been understaffed, that they had failed to identify Sarah as a child at risk several times, and they did not follow the adequate process to ensure she did not come to any harm. All of that resulted in the situation we are in today, more than 20 years later, and still no explanation as to what happened to Sarah. In 2021, the police received a tip about the possible location of Sarah's body. That November, the police spent 2 weeks searching a 70-square-metre area of greenland in Kettering. But in the end, the operation failed. Still, Detective Superintendent Banfield stated that they are not going to stop until they get answers. Quote, regardless of the time it takes, the cost, or the experts required, we owe it to Sarah's family, the community, and her friends to follow up any new information. The day Sarah went missing, she was wearing the uniform typical of 1990s teenagers. A black puffer jacket, blue patchwork jeans, and cream trainers. She was 5'7" tall, with bluey-grey eyes, and a self-made tattoo of a cross on the top of her arm. She would now be 35 years old. Anyone with any new information regarding Sarah's disappearance should contact the police on 101 or in confidence via the Crime Stoppers hotline on 0800 555 111.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of True Crime Britain. For sources and photos relating to today's case, or to find out how you can access things like ad-free and bonus episodes, you can visit www.truecrimebritain.com, where you'll find more information.
Great Britain, a kingdom that unites all four nations, England, Ireland, Scotland, and of course, my homeland, Wales. With a population of almost 70 million people, a rich cultural history, more than 1,200 years of constitutional monarchy, and arguably the nicest cup of tea in the world, it's easy to see what makes Britain so great. As the gateway to Europe, it draws more than 40 million visitors a year from across the globe, each one hoping to experience what makes Britain so unique. But behind the pomp and the circumstance and the football greats, Britain has seen serious crime increase year after year, with incidents becoming even darker and more sinister. When a Metropolitan Police officer arrested a 33-year-old female for breaching COVID-19 regulations, he wasn't acting in the public's best interest, but as a predator hunting for prey. A 24-year-old man collides with a tree in the Welsh Valleys in the dark of night and is witnessed walking away from the vehicle alive. After that, he mysteriously vanishes. When an innocent toddler is taken from his mother's side in a shopping mall and the horror of his final moments are revealed. Think serious crime doesn't happen where you are? Think again. True Crime Britain features some of the most disturbing, heartbreaking, and mysterious crimes committed in the United Kingdom. Crimes that have shocked and shaped us as a nation and beyond. Crimes where we may not always recall the specifics, but we will always remember the victims. And along the way, you'll learn about Great Britain itself, the towns and boroughs that make up its vast landscape, as we look inside the mind of predators, their prey, and their hunting grounds. New episodes are released every Wednesday. You can subscribe now so you never miss an episode by simply searching for True Crime Britain on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or just visit www.truecrimebritain.com. And remember, wherever you are, please stay safe.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.